That's some of that Charles Jenkins for you. This Means War right here at 107.3 WMQP FM on 107.3 with the Miss Chocolate on the Miss Chocolate Show. And we have live in effect Pastor Kenny Sharpton. All right, I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. And we have Pastor Kenny is right here on live with us, Sharpton, L. Sharpton, brother. How you doing today, love?
Hey, how are you? I'm doing okay. Just struggling, keeping my head above water and staying out here in the fight, because this is war. Yes, we are definitely in a war.
Yes, we are. Everyone is going through a spiritual warfare, and people don't realize it. We all going through a spiritual warfare, even if it's in a relationship or out here dealing with these people in this world or, you know, personal use or anything. But, Pastor, you've been doing a lot of good movement, and you going through a lot of trials and tribulations yourself. What do you want to discuss and what do you can't discuss? Don't even worry about putting it out there, but what you can discuss, go ahead and let the world know about your movement. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, as far as I know, I'm already finished and everything, so we definitely can discuss everything that's going on. But the first thing that I want to do is let's pray. And Lord, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us on the show. We thank you for Ms. Chocolate. We thank you for all our listeners. And we thank you for giving us the strength and the power to speak with no fear, letting our faces be like flint, and speaking in the faith of you. In Jesus' name, amen. So, you know,
amen.
One of the things I want to say to people that's inside this movement is that let's look at my case and use it as a primate safety case. Meaning, we'll be able to look at what we need to watch out for. One of the things that I've been talking to the funders about, the people that fund this movement for the past 5 years, since 2017, 2018, when I got Doug Jones in office, and they did a Albright, what is report on me, whatever that is, some kind of conservative-type group that studies and investigates everything, all us and what we do and all that. It'll come to me as we go. But anyway, I told them that we have to start building and addressing security for advocates and activists that's in the movement doing this kind of work. Because the government, there's nowhere in the Bible, you can look in the Bible, every prophet that ever existed, from Moses to Jesus, look at black history, from Adam all the way to Dr. Martin Luther King. And every black man that's a preacher, you got to look at it. That was the perfect recipe, Miss Chocolate, for the government to come out. First of all, I'm a black man that changed laws in six different southern states. I'm a preacher that influenced people spiritually. I'm an advocate that advocated against injustice and corruption in all four people. And then I'm also our shopkeeper. And I was very impactful in the election, dealing with their politics and their economics, trying to regentrify different properties and locations here in Alabama and elsewhere. That's a perfect recipe for the government to come after. So I'm going to say to anybody out there, and to challenge, I challenge you, find anywhere in the Bible, any prophet or whatever, Moses or Jesus, find anywhere in black history where a person, a black man, that impacted their politics or their economics that the government didn't come after. So if that's a thing that continuously happens, and now you see it seeping over and delving into their own people. Look what's happening with Hunter Biden at this particular time. And they tried to just give him a slap on the wrist and let him go. Look what's happening with Trump at this particular time. So what's happening is it's seeping over into them. But y'all watch the outcome of what's going to happen. It's going to be totally different because we know we deal with two different justices. One for them and one for us. Now, mind you, I paid $400,000 for the best lawyers in the South. But it seems like they ended up working with them for me to plead guilty. And I had to plead guilty in order to keep them from going after my organization, after my family. These are the things that we have to start looking at, accepting, and realizing is what's really going on. And we got to start setting up some kind of prevention, some kind of criminal justice fund, a legal fund or something to protect those that are going to be attacked. They attack Black Lives Matter. They attack Martin Luther King. They attack Malcolm X. They attack everybody that tried to make any kind of progress and go against the what's happening. And that's I'm not. I don't feel like I'm an anomaly because it's been going on throughout all of these. Yeah. So let's talk about that. And while we're waiting on somebody to try to find one person that made an impact that they didn't come out.
Yeah. You're so right. It's a lot of people that made an impact in this world that the government went after or they feel threatened by that can make an impact and or have a powerful mind to make an impact. And, you know, it's not just the government. It's the spiritual warfare, like you said, the devil doers, the devil agents, all that. You got all that's going on out here. A lot of people is not, they're aware, but they're not aware because a lot of people are blind to the aspects of actually knowing who I'm going to say his name the correct way, Yehovah, who Yehovah is really is and who he stands for. Yehovah is God. God is Yehovah. That's who they renamed Jesus as. They actually gave Jesus a whole different name, and actually his name is really Yehovah, not Jehovah, but Yehovah with a Y. The Y is silent. So a lot of people don't understand that if they don't reach out to the powerful, to God, to understand that they, or prayer changes a lot of things. Even down to y'all pastors, y'all be under a lot of attacks because y'all pray for a lot of people, y'all do a lot of things, and who praying for the pastors out here that needs the help, that needs their people to pray for them as well? Y'all put your hands on a lot of people, and that's a lot of different spirits that y'all come across. Every day, y'all come across a lot of different types of demons, spirits, and all that. And a lot of people don't understand. You got Jezebel. You got different spirits out here and demons really out here that conquering and taking over people's spirits and taking over people's bodies and souls. So you are correctly right.
Yeah, and what you have to look at is that I understand what you're saying, that people don't know who Yehovah is. Right? But people have to first realize who they are in Yahweh.
Yeah.
In this universe, this one version and version, in this one version of Yahweh. They have to realize that, and in realizing that, they'll come to the understanding that the attack that are on them is because of the anointing that exists within them. Because everything is after the
anointing.
The good, the bad, the ugly, the demons, the imps, the emissaries, the government, the, you know, even they so-called friends, it gets jealous because of a demonic force because it's jealous of that anointing. One of the biggest jokes that I've seen on Facebook that is so true, Ms. Charlton, is that when you find somebody that don't like you and hates you and don't want nothing to do with you and you never did nothing to them, it's because your anointing aggravates their demons. And that is so true.
Yeah, that
so
is so true.
People have to understand in this movement that if we don't have any spiritual base, oh, come on now, if we ain't got a spiritual foundation, something to stand on, then we are subject to all of this. We're already subject to it by living in this environment, breathing this air. I don't want to go too deep. I don't know how deep you want to go. But in breathing this air that is constituted and instituted by the oppressive government that we live up under, we already subject to it because their carbon monoxide becomes our oxygen becomes their carbon monoxide. Yehovah is the one that is sitting up there allowing it to grow, the wheat and the tare to grow together so he can do the harvest. And we not knowing who we are, we run into different atmospheres within this sphere of this that we're living in, and we become subject to the oppression and the demonic forces that in strongholds in the particular areas that we're in. And that's how come what ended up happening with Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Isaiah. All of them was here at the same time. One was in Jerusalem, one was in northern Jerusalem, one was in Judah, right? And what ended up happening was they would, call the other prophet in that helped them overcome the strongholds and the demonic forces that had them bound in the particular area they lived in. Now, the reason that we're being subject to it and not getting that now is because some of us have became so territorial within ourselves that we don't call other prophets from somewhere else to come in. Do you hear what I'm saying? And help us overcome those strongholds in the particular area that we done became subject to. So we end up fighting without ever getting healing time for our wounds and end up getting beat because we should have called Jeremiah or Ezekiel or somebody else that's in a different area to come and help us. But we won't do that because we want to be in the headlines. We want to be the new media. We want to be the leader of that area without bringing somebody else in because we're scared we're going to lose somebody. Not knowing that they don't belong to us anyway. They belong to the movement. They belong to the kingdom of Jehovah. So once we find out who we are in this covenant, that we're created in his image, in his likeness, and we stop trying to be so much in his image, but be in his likeness of the Christos mind, and his likeness of the Yeshua mind, and the likeness of the Messiah. Once we get in his likeness, more so than trying to portray the image, then we can overcome some of these obstacles and oppression that we are subject to in that coexistence. Amen.
Wow. Yeah. I agree to everything you're saying. Like, you know, it takes a powerful mind to understand that it's also knowledge and wisdom and understanding to understand the situations that's going on and who you are as a person individually. Not just a person, but the spirit who you are. Because we all walking in a vessel, so this body that we in is not our financial body. Our body is a spirit. So you are correctly right. That is correct. Wow. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. And you know, that's one of the mistakes that I made. One of the mistakes that I made was I didn't call for help when I needed help. I tried to handle it myself. I could do it myself. But then I have to realize that God didn't even create this planet, this universe by himself. He said, let us create man in our imagination. You understand? So I made that same mistake. I'm trying to handle it myself when I should have called in help to prevent what was going on before it even came about. But what ends up happening is society causes us within the movement to really ostracize, isolate, lose ourselves because the people who's in the movement with us start turning their back on us. So while we're talking about the oppressors, we also have to talk about our own people within the movement that go against each other.
Yeah.
And I know you don't want to go there, but it's the truth.
That's how he put it. Yep, he turns, well, it's not just turning, it's just God also letting you see who the people that you really have around you, not really supposed to be in your midst of your circle. So who knows, you really going to come out very powerful than you came before, you know, with everything, all this that you going through. I'll provide you to write a book about it. Yeah, you definitely need to write a book about your whole journey and how you was convicted of a crime that you didn't even commit because you was like I tell my kids, like you even though you not doing the crime, you guilty by just knowing the person. If you're around the person, and that should even be a law, guilty by association, or just because the person is around you, you shouldn't have to be penalized for somebody else's mistake. And that's how this world is set up, just to set you up, to trap you up in a system that they call freedom that's not free. The land of the free is God's freedom, being a part of his freedom. But, yeah, I truly agree with you on a lot of things. But, yeah, you definitely need to write a book about you and your life story, and your journey. And you can definitely touch a lot of people, because a pastor, a person that's in the public eye as a pastor, not just a pastor, but also someone that represents the government and everything, just going forth. I mean, the list goes on for what you do and what you represent. And not just Al Sharpton's brother, because y'all both are powerful men. And just by, I know that your mission is a whole different level, and God placing you in a predicament for you to do certain things that you didn't even know that you're going to be able to do until it comes to aspect. So, yes, you definitely going to need to ask him to answer all your prayers, and everything that you need comes forth.
That's right.
Because and then rest in peace to Kenny Robinson. He was actually my boss from, he was a pastor and he was in the music industry. Was actually my boss under B-Boy Records.
Wow.
I just found out.
And you know, that's top of my organization, the Ordinary People Society, right? We've been in existence since 1994. We're the first and longest existing. Listen to me, I'm another challenge for all your listeners. We're the first and longest existing criminal justice, prisoner rights, and voting rights organization in existence today. And that's another reason they came to attack us, because when the funders declared us as the regional hub for the Southern Southeast Regional Hub organization to receive funding, to give funds out, that's another reason they came after us, once we get that $1 million mark coming. But Kenneth Robinson, Pastor Kenneth Robinson, was not only my spiritual father, but he was also the one that wrote the 501c3 back in 2001. And he wrote the 501c4 political arm in 2006. So we want to give tribute, thanks, and a big rest in peace and to Pastor Kenneth Robinson. I didn't know he was your boss, but I know you didn't know that he's the one that gave me my first 501c3 and all. So, yeah, I hear you.
No, I didn't. Yes, I really didn't. Yeah, he was the president of B-Boy Records that had Sparkle P, KRS-One. They were going to sign Queen Latifah. They had a lot of people on their roster a long time ago. And I was honored to actually be a part of that movement. And I actually was living in Dothan, Alabama back then with them. We went to the Green Something Awards, where recycling, where you recycle stuff, whatever. But it was a lot of big people out there, and I was honored to be a part of everything he had going on. So
amen.
Yeah,
amen. That's great.
Amen. That's great.
Yeah, so I really appreciate you calling. I'm gonna go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, one of the things that I really want to highlight and make sure that people understand is that if we can't learn from others' mistakes, we learn by two different ways, right? Either we have an actual experience or vicarious experience. a vicarious experience is when we learn from what somebody else can do or go through. We are all put here to help each other. One of the biggest faults that I've seen in some of the acts and work that some of us pastors do, and especially me and my mistake was, I took care of a lot of people. We feed about 300 people a day at Mama Tina's Mission House. I named it after my mother. We took care of people, put people in housing, got voting rights, changed laws, 16 states, all this. But one of my biggest mistakes I made, Ms. Johnson, was instead of me teaching people how to fish, I took care of them and gave them fish. Woo! And I even did it with some of my children. Listen to me good. So what ends up happening is we kill people's hustling in their skills, in their talent, in the movement, by taking care of them, so to speak, too much and not teaching them how to take care of themselves. So that's another thing that we have to be very, very careful of, because we become our own oppressors in doing so without even knowing so. Right? That's why you have some of some of our people now that don't even understand slave mentality. I've been for years talking about the slave mentality and Harriet Tubman. I could have saved more people if they knew they wasn't slaves. But in retrospect, they have to have a slave mentality to understand in the movement. You know, a slave back in the slave days, you know, when the master gets sick, what does the slave do? Master, we sick? But we got away from that slave mentality of saying the we when it came to us. Woo! So in one way, we have to have a slave mentality toward each other. So let's change it from a slave mentality to a servant mentality. And once you have a servant mentality, then you realize when your comrade or your compadre or your brother, your sister sick, then you're supposed to say, brother, we sick? Because if they're sick, you're sick too. And until we see ourselves as ourselves, we won't be able to help ourselves. Because nobody else is going to save us. We got to save ourselves. Oh, thank you so much, Ms. Chocolate.
Thank you. I really appreciate it that you even called in going through the things that y'all going through right now. Really, you're not going through it. This is just your storm to bring you through the other end that God really wants you on. So, hey, you never know. You might have to be touching some peoples and souls and spirits up in there.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
You never know what you're going to be doing, and just know that you're going to be doing God's work, because a lot of people need God where you're going to be at when you have to go through those little trials of tribulations. I'm going to say trials of tribulations. I'm not going to say that word, because I'm going to say you're going to be free before the time you think you're going to be free. You're going to be out before you think you're going to be out. And you're going to be doing a lot of God's work where you're going to be. And once you come home, I can feel it that you're not going to have to do every bit of that. And you're going to be doing a lot of powerful things in there that God needs you to do in there, because his children need help in there as well, spiritually and mentally formed. And who knows, you start a church in there and have someone finish it out. You know? So.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Keep your head up and do what you got to do, and you know, ask God for guidance and everything else, and you already know how it goes. I don't even have to say it. So keep in contact with me and let me know exactly what I'm in, and we'll go from there.
All right, then. God bless. God bless. And have a great day.
God bless you. You too. All
right, bye-bye.
We're going to go off with this game.
Man, this is great. lights. Belton, I don't believe the police is gonna release those tapes until they get their lives straight.
Father,
we got a lot of racism down here. Young people dying before the age of 21. They're being brought down by some fool with a gun.
The police,
and then they lie when they file their report. You see, you're already guilty by the time you come to court.
No.
All right, y'all, that was Al Sharpton, brother, Kenny Sharpton. Everyone goes through a storm, goes through a trial of tribulations. Everyone is fighting some type of situation out here in this world. Either it's just your mind that the devil is attacking, either it's your health the devil is attacking, even down to your job or anything that's going on in this world. Always remember, Jehovah is the one that can cure and conquer this world. So if you believe that things can work out in your favor, it will. Just remember, you have to believe it to receive it. And if you believe, you will receive. Believe that in all the things that you do. Never lose hope. Never lose guidance. Do not walk by sight. Walk by faith. Because faith is the way to the key to the man himself, Jehovah. Jehovah is the person that can take you and create miracles and blessings for you. So never lose sight in that. It's hard to say because of the stuff that everyone goes through in this world, but trust and believe, things will get greater. You have to pray. Don't just pray at the situation at your bad stages. Pray all the time. I pray every day. Even though when people don't think I'm praying, I pray. And you don't have to pray out loud. You can pray within yourself. Pray within your mind. If you don't want nobody to hear what you're saying, pray within your mind. Think to yourself out loud in your brain, in your mind, and pray. Do not lose hope. Do not lose faith. Always remember that Yahovah has the answer and the key to everything, not man. This world does not belong to the people out here in this world that claims that they run this world. There's only one person that runs this world. And not even Satan can conquer nothing without asking the creator of this universe. So always remember, stay prayed up and have faith and believe that you can receive. This is your girl, Miss Chocolate, the one and only. I'm signing off on WMQP 107.3 FM. I appreciate everyone tuning in that was listening in to Pastor Kenny Sharpton. I'm glad that he called in through the trials and tribulations that he's going through right now. But hey, even pastors, if they attack Martin Luther King, they attack President Trump, well, the ex-President Trump, why you don't think you're not going to be under attack? That's why you have to pray. Because demons and spirits are real. And if you don't believe it, just remember the things that you are going through is not because of what you have done. It's a spiritual war that everyone going through out here in this world. So I'm asking y'all, I'm telling everybody all over the world, kneel down and talk to Yahovah. Talk to God. Talk to the man that created this universe. It's time for everybody to kneel and to ask him to come forth to save his people. Because this is an attack through a spiritual war. And if you not careful, you can be taken out through these demons that's out here in this world if you don't stay prayed up and keep God in your heart and keep God first. Holla. Love y'all. Y'all stay prayed up all over the world. I love you for tuning in, and thank you for listening to the show. And hey, I only was able to play two songs, but hey, the interview was good. Holla at you. You dig.